Well, I am so excited. We have a very special guest in the studio, the one, only, the legendary Freddie Jackson. Thank you for being here.
It is my pleasure to be here with your beautiful smiling face and your audience. I'm glad to be here today.
Thank you so much. For those who don't know, why don't you tell us a little background about yourself? Uh-huh. Where you're from, how you got started in the music industry?
How I got started in the music industry, where I'm from, I'm born and raised in the village of Harlem, New York City.
Harlem, USA.
Still live in Harlem, as awesome. A matter of fact. Yes, yeah, it's important for me to stay close to my roots. Born and raised in Harlem, I'm a child of five. My mother's from Gadsden, Alabama, so I've got some Alabama blood in me. I am a protege of the Apollo Theater. I snuck into the Apollo every Saturday, and I saw some of the greatest and the best there. I consider the Apollo Theater to be my college, my education. Necking, we're talking about Sam Cooke and Otis Redding and Donny Hathaway. They were my professors, I call. But my love of singing started in church as a child. And my mother was actually pregnant with me, and she went into labor. 12 hours later, here comes Freddie.
Oh.
So my mother, unfortunately, I lost her 5 years ago, but she used to make a joke. She said, you better have been able to sing Stop of My Song, you know. But I carried it, yes. And the church and singing in church is my love and my heart, and still is to this day. But my heart and my passion belongs on any song, because my rhythm and my blues and my gospel, it lives within me, so I love my music.
So how did you know that you wanted to take your passion and your love and make it your career? How did you know that you wanted to share that and not just keep it as something that was, you know, fulfilling just to yourself?
I love the reaction of people when I sing, be it gospel. I like to make them shout. I like to make them cry. Being R&B and singing love songs, I like to see people's emotion. When I walk out on stage and I begin to sing a song like You Are My Lady, and I see a gentleman grab his lady's hand, yeah, or put his hand around her, his arm around her, and to see that type of emotion and that compassion, it thrills me, because if a song or a voice or a sound can make you that comfortable, I think that's a great place to be in your life. And so for me, growing up in church, I was the one who was designated to make them shout.
Oh, okay.
You know? But when I grew older and started singing secular music, now I'm the man to bring you to love and to put things in order and into place,
yes,
right? So I went from the pew to the bed.
But the baby making music,
the baby,
right?
Right. But I knew my passion was in music, just growing up and being on the streets of Harlem, standing on the street corners with friends and singing and loving the adulation that I would get back after I finished this song. Yeah. And it's always been my love, and I pray to God that it will continue to be.
Yes. Can you take me back to your first record deal?
My first record deal, Capitol Records. I'll take you back a little further than that. I was discovered by Miss Melba Moore in a little club on the east side by the name of Freddy's in New York City. And she came to the show, Love Me, Screaming and Hollering. I'm like, boy, she's talented, but she's crazy. But we had such a wonderful time just meeting each other. And so I knew that Melba was going to be somebody that I wanted to be connected with. So I went on the road singing background for Melba. I would eventually write songs for Melba Moore. And then on my birthday, October 2nd, 1983, her management company, production company, Hush Productions was the name of the company, they put me in the studio and said, we're going to make a record on you. And then we're going to shot the record. So on October 2nd, which is my birthday, if you'd like to say yes, you can. On October 2nd, I started the Rock Me Tonight album. But although Rock Me Tonight was the last song I recorded, You're My Lady was the first song, written by Mr. Barry Eastman. So we went into the studio, And we recorded this album, and my producer, Paul Lawrence, who wrote Rock Me Tonight, said, "We're so glad this album was a success, because if it wasn't, you would hate your birthday for the rest of your life."
That's true.
So needless to say, yay, I'm still enjoying my birthdays.
Excellent.
You know, so the studio work is incredible, and I love working in the studio, but I love more so live.
Yeah, can you feel the energy? And like you said, you like to see when the yeah, man grabs his lady's hand.
That's right. I like to keep people together. I'm a romantic. I dislike romance. That's why I continue to sing love songs. It's what I love to do. It's what I do best, actually. And when I'm not singing, I'm a little depressed because I like to sing.
Yeah.
So I used to have a dog, and the dog would be howling like, "Shut up!" Sometimes, you know. But that was the dog. But
right,
she loved me.
Right.
But it's just in my blood, and when I'm not able to do it, I'm a different kind of character, but I love to sing.
Oh, well, we love that you love to share your
singing.
Thank
you so much.
Oh my God. Look, I'm gonna be honest with you and our audience on here.
Let's
we heard you were coming.
Mm-hmm.
That song, Jam Tonight, was in my head,
oh,
just replaying. I had something to do, and I'm trying to concentrate on what my task was, but I'm hearing Jam Tonight,
listen,
and You Are My Lady. I'm like,
and
I'm sitting next to Mr.
And here
King.
I come.
Here you come.
Poof. Well, you know, I have to tell you about Jam Tonight. Jam Tonight I wrote when I lived in the projects uptown, and Paula, I was in his group, LJE, Long Shows Ensemble. And so he gave us all a task. He says, "Well, we're going to be doing a show at a rectory for older people. And, you know, we need to have some music that they can swing and dance to." And so I came up with this. Dun, 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 dun. I said, "Well, they can move to that," what I heard. Actually, now it's easy for me to move to. As I get older, it works, you know. But I came up with the "Tell Me Why You Came Here." Was it just to sit and stare? Now don't you wanna jam tonight? And it worked. And
yes,
it worked.
It
and it worked. And Jam Tonight was actually recorded by a guy by the name of Howard Johnson. Howard Johnson, you would know his record. He made a record called "Ooh, So Fine, So Fine. Blow Your Mind." Well, I'm singing on that album because I was a background singer. So Howard recorded first, and then Paul said, "Well, why don't we redo it on your record?" And that's Jam Tonight really became a success after that. You know, so Jam Tonight is just I can't leave a stage without that swing.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's the official Steppers song in Chicago.
Oh,
Chicago
really?
Loves it. That's right.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That song is everything.
There we go. I like you.
So your career has spanned over decades.
Three
decades.
Yeah. Three in 1 year. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So can you tell me some of the changes that you've seen in the music industry mm-hmm. from when you started until present day?
Well, of course, social media and has changed a lot for music as well. Radio stations and their programming differently. You know, the day of going into a radio station and the jock plays whatever he wants on your album, those days are gone. Now everything is programmed. You get a sheet and that's what you play. I kind of like the freedom of a jock saying, "Freddie Jackson album, we're going to play whatever we want."
Right, right.
But now things are more structured. But I'm in love with radio. You know why? Because I'm not worried about, I don't have to worry about being played. I think more than New Jacks do, because someone said, "Freddie, you're in the greatest place in your life. 11 number one records." Radio stations are going to always play you. And once they broke it down to me, I said, "Shut up, Freddie. You're in a good place." But what I'm enjoying about the music scene right now is watching the change. And, you know, that's life.
Mm-hmm.
Life is in progressions. And so, although it's a little, in some cases, it comes and goes too quick for a lot of artists, and a lot of them may not have the longevity, and I'm grateful for 31 years.
Yes.
And I'm glad that I wasn't a one-hit wonder, that I do have something that's sticking, because I have a boundary of work. I enjoy watching the new Jacks come and the ones that special, like the Jennifer Hudson. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to have a long span of career. Anthony Hamilton's, the Jill Scott's. Those guys I really enjoy a lot, a lot. And I think their careers are going to just be huge. Christina Aguilera's, mm-hmm. and I mean, it goes on and on. Great singers. You know, I watch them come, and sometimes I watch them go. But the ones that are supposed to stick and stay in it, they're learning their craft of their act, of their artistry. Excuse me. I had a little sit down with one of the guys from Boys to Men.
Oh,
one
year, Boys to Men, yes.
And one year he said, "I've got to tell you something, Mr. Jackson. When I heard You and My Lady, and I heard how you sang that," he said, "I said to the guys, I want to sing just like him." I said, "Man, you said that about me." He says, "You don't understand what your voice did for me." So I am happy that in the ever-changing time of music, that what I've done has affected someone. And so therefore, I hope that the music industry will continue to educate those who want to be like the Freddie Jackson, just like I wanted to be like the Marvin Gaye's and Sam Cooke's and the Luther Vandross, and I get my shot. Yes. So it changes, but and it has changed, but there's always room for change.
Okay. So we've seen some collaborations between artists in different genres. We mm-hmm. saw Tony Bennett and
Gaga.
Got Lady Gaga.
I love that.
We had an award show where Lady Gaga was in Metallica. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody that you would like to collaborate that might be in a different genre?
I would like to sing a song with Andre Bocelli.
Oh.
I would love, love ever in my life. I think he's just amazing. I think he's amazing. What an incredible voice, the tone, it all. Oh, it's just so fantastic. That would make my day. That would truly make my day.
I think it would make all of our days.
Oh, man.
We've got to see.
And I can learn it. I can learn it in Italian, whatever it is. And it can be in, I don't care what language it is, just as long as I had a chance to sing with him. And my other great, the greatest voice that I emulated as I grew up was Johnny Mathis. And I met Mr. Mathis,
yes.
And he kissed me on the cheek and said, "You're going to be great." And so I told my friend, "I'm not going to wash my face for about a week." You know, he was going off golfing. We were somewhere in California doing a show. And he was staying in the same place where there was a golfing resort. And his manager said, "Mr. Mathis, Freddie Jackson." He says, "Oh, did You and My Lady guy?" And he grabbed me. He says, "You're special." I'm like, "Whoa, the kiss of Johnny Mathis." So those two guys, because they're just wonderful, acclimated vocalist, you know, that kind of stuff. I would fly there even today to sing with Johnny Mathis.
Okay, so we spent some time reminiscing about some of your earlier work, but mm-hmm. you have some new music out, don't you?
I most certainly do. Freddie Jackson has a new single out. It's called One Night, and the album is called Love Signals. I'm sending love signals all across the world. The world needs a little love. It's a message song.
Okay.
And it speaks about going off to war and not knowing what we're fighting for. And that's a lot of people's children. But they're being sent off to fight a war. And most of them are senseless wars. And many of them are not returning home. Or the Orlando Massacre. We started doing that song right after the massacre. I'm like, people just going out to have a good time.
Yeah.
No matter what your gender is, no matter what your race is, how tall, big, fat, skinny you are, you have the right to live.
Yeah.
You know? And so I felt that it was important for me to send some love signals. And I think it's important for all of us all across the world to send love signals. And that signal is simply peace. Send peace. And say love more. We are texting XOXOXO and pressing send. But we need to say it, and people need to hear the word love.
Yes.
Or I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Tone is very important. A lot of people don't understand how important it is for tone. Texting and emailing is fine, but every now and then I really want to hear you laugh.
Yes.
I don't want you to tell me to laugh out loud. I really want you to laugh out loud, and I want to remember it and hear it. And I think it's important for us to also share those words, I love you, and to say them, because tomorrow is not promised to you. So that's what love signals is about. But then I've got the regular, come here, let me hold you and kiss you, and let me tell you how it's supposed to be done. Stuff where all I want to do is spend my time with you.
Yes.
And, you know, all that stuff.
AKA baby making music.
Baby making midnight music. I got a few of those too. I've grown up a little, and I've told you how to do it nice and slow and give you some tasty love. Yeah, you've got all that. That's in the can. But I've soothed my soul as I got a little older, and the rhythm and blues is a little calmer for me right now. And it's all right, because we all go through channels in our life.
Right.
And the channel in my life is a little more peaceful. Even in romance, it's a little more peaceful. I'm more focused when it comes to my relationships, where I was a little disarrayed. So I was saying things like, I could use a little love. I ain't telling all my business. I'm not telling it all like I used to.
You keep it some close to the vest.
Yeah, hello.
To that nice jacket you
hello,
have on,
that's
right?
What I'm trying to say.
Now, you'll be out promoting this album soon. Where can our viewers find you? Some of the dates, some of the places.
Twitter, Facebook, FreddieJackson.com, everything. You can just Google and everything. I'm going to be where you are, where your cell phone is, where it's at. You know where Freddie Jackson is. But we are in the studio in New Jersey. I've got a brand new band. My band is young and full of energy, and they also co-wrote a song on my album called Find a Way, and they're absolutely incredible. The name of the group is called Jatan. Wonderful bunch of guys. And so I got good energy with me right now. New management, new publicity, and all kind of stuff is going on.
I'm feeling your energy right now. The new jacket,
new
your
hair,
energy, everything.
New teeth, all kind of stuff is going on.
I know that's
no.
Right. you gotta get the teeth right.
Yeah, you gotta do it right.
You can't sing love songs and your teeth messed up.
No, you don't wanna look like that, girl. You don't wanna look like that. But at any rate, a lot of newness is going on in my life, and I'm feeling good. And with this CD, I'm hoping that what it does, and my intent in making this CD, was because I wanted to just do R&B music. I didn't want to make an excuse for it. What it was, it's R&B. No matter how many times people try to say R&B is dead, it ain't dead until it's buried. It is not buried yet. There's incredible R&B that's surfacing. Some people are killing it a little bit. And so I'm like going clear to the heart, you know? Come back. It's not, you know, and that's what this CD is about. I intentionally did everything that I did on the first album, and that was remove myself from however great I thought I was in the 11 number one records. I started this album the way I started the first one, like I didn't know what was going to happen. And it is really showing. The single is being received so well. I got a call before I came to see you guys today. And a program director that never makes a telephone call to anyone called and said, Freddie Jackson, I want to say thank you for this record. This is a program director.
Oh.
Okay? He says, I want to say thank you for making a record like this. He says, this record is what radio needs and what the music industry needs, because it's a complete record. And he says, when I put it on, I automatically felt safe, that it was something that I knew. And I said, you know what? If I don't get anything else from anybody else, I accept this from you, because that was my intention in making this Love Signals album. And so I'm hoping that when it reaches you, that it will touch your soul just the same way.
Wow, thank you so much. This has been such an honor. Everybody, go get that single, listen to the video, follow him on Instagram and Twitter, find out where he's gonna be, and get there to see Mr. Jackson.
And remember, it's the one night tour, so don't miss it, because we may not get two. So get that ticket, because it's one night. That's it.
There you have it. There you have it. Thank you so, so very much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.